Satnam, everybody, and hello, Shakti Activation. We're getting inspired here, thinking about some beautiful ways to expand our love onto the planet with chanting and singing. And today's July 22nd, 2014, for those of you, us, who want to have a line of Marcus and time on the planet. So we'll begin with Om Namo, and know that Yogi Bhajan's here and the band of angels are here. So just sit back, enjoy the blessing of the frequencies they're bringing through today. Very soothing frequencies right now, and very gentle and uplifting for the heart. So here we go. Om Namo Guru Namo. Om Namo Gurudev Namo. Om Namo Gurudev Namo. Adgare Name, Jigadgare Name, Satgare Name, Sri Gurudeva Name. Adgare Name, Jigadgare Name, Satgare Name, Sri Gurudeva Name. Adgare Name, Jigadgare Name, Satgare Name, Sri Gurudeva Name. Alright. Sri Singh Sat, Yogi Bhajan, is welcoming us with a smile. He's saying, go ahead, talk about astrology for a few minutes. And he's reminding us to start breathing deeply into our bellies. And he's saying that right now he's working with our digestive system. Okay, that's interesting. And he's saying, so breathe deeply into your bellies, and even you can put your hand on your navel center. And he's saying that all these chaotic energies that are coming up on the planet can be kind of hard to digest. And that he's saying, you guys need help with your digestive system. So just breathe into that. And he's saying, you know, it's kind of good. Drink your yogi tea. And I need to make some myself. And he's saying ginger tea, and make sure that the water you drink is not too cold. You want to be gentle with the body during this period of time. So, yes, he's working. Okay, good. I'm feeling that. He's already releasing some energies. He's saying that there's, okay, this is what he's showing me, that there's some, like, parasitic frequencies in the field, and that's always energies that want to basically take the higher vibrational life forces and just kind of take advantage sort of energy. So he's saying just also, yeah, ginger tea is really good, and just to be aware of your digestion. So breathe into that. Good, good, good. And the yogi tea will help cleanse and help purify so that we can enjoy being in the bodies and not feel so chaotic at this time. Okay, there we go. Good, good, good. Okay, beautiful. Excellent. Okay, so go ahead. Talk about astrology a little bit. Thank you, sir. He's smiling. All right. So, what are we doing? We're moving into Leo. Whoa. Hello. Out of the watery sign of Cancer into the fiery sign of Leo. Oh, okay. Oh, that's why he's also helping us work with our digestion. He's saying that we need to do some adjustment of our fire energy, the fire element. So he's working with our fire element. Okay, good. Thank you, sir. And so today, the Sun is conjuncting Jupiter. And so as we're going into Leo and leaving Cancer, Cancer with the sun, a big, great big ball of fire in the sky that gives us life. He's saying that it's really important to regulate the fire energy, and it could be very emotional, which I've actually experienced myself, ups and downs. So he's saying that it's important to regulate the fire elements in our psyches, in our bodies, working with the elemental kingdom of fire as we go through these volatile, very volatile time periods coming up over the next few weeks. And it could be very challenging. So with the sun moving through Cancer into Leo, and this Jupiter is also coming into Leo. So this is a time, I think we're getting, if somebody could mute just for a few minutes. Okay. Thanks. Getting a little scraping sound there. So this Leo the lion, the fire element, wants to express itself, wants to feel strong, and wants to believe in itself and believe in its power and expand its reality and feel creative. So how do we do that and stay balanced? How do we balance the fire element? So that's what we're really talking about right now. And he's saying that it's an imbalanced fire element. Things could be, as we said, very volatile, as we're seeing in the planet around us, just all kinds of fiery explosions with the current wars on the planet, shall we say. We see a lot of out-of-control fire elements, as opposed to people being connected to using the divine fire to transform and uplift. People are misusing the fire element. So this is part of what's happening right now on the planet. So it's important that Venus is coming into Cancer. So it's important to stay connected to our own personal feelings and our own personal needs, and to really pay attention to what fears are going on, and to just let the fears be burned up by the fire and not act on our fears and burn up the world around us. So we know what we should do, but we're also talking to, we put the energy out into the field, and we hold that frequency of how to work with the elemental kingdom fire and just hold the space of consciousness. So those beings that are out of control and dropping all these rockets and things can come into balance. So we just hold that. And Yogi Bhajan, as I was telling us, remember, you're just now coming out of Kali Yuga. And for those of us that hold the light and meditate and hold the balance of consciousness, how to consciously work with the beautiful divine energies, bringing them onto the planet, he's saying that this is the time where it's very difficult to hold that consciousness. So we will be feeling the power of being able to hold that consciousness, and our souls will be elevated to perform that duty, shall we say. That's what he's saying. And he's saying it's a duty, but also a blessing. So just allow yourself to feel blessed right now and let that frequency come through as we go through this time, opening up the vision of what it is to be transformed into the divine, into the light, into the liberation, using the fire element to liberate ourselves from the denser layers of karmic attachment, so to speak, and into the co-creation of an enlightened community in the future. So that's where we're going, and we know that, but we're treading through some fiery times right now. So okay, so keep breathing into that. Doing great. All right. Okay. Thank you, sir. So he's saying thank you. So now, we have a little bit of understanding about the elemental energies, the astrology, what we're working with right now, and what we started talking about the last few weeks is how to move from the mind into the place of, out of the ego mind, into the place of staying connected with our own divinity. Remember, Yogi Bhajan tells us, part animal, part human, and part divine. But our divine part, our soul, is our reality. So in our tantric numerology system, he gives us 1, the first number. We've been talking about this in relationship to our birth numbers. 1 is our soul frequency. So we're learning how to stay present and see the world through the eyes of our soul frequency and then speak from there. That's what we've been working on the last few weeks. So how do we do that? How do we use the power of the divine to, what he talks about is punching a hole through the mind or through the density of the ego, the density of the Maya, the world around us, so that we can keep focused on who we really are, the reality, the truth, our divine self. And what he tells us is that anything that's not coming from that place, that is the reality, but that creates fear. And he's saying that's the mess on the planet right now and has been for a long time, that we're working on breaking through, that people that want to create non-beings, that want to create non-reality, use fear to confuse the minds of the masses, to keep the ego mind constantly in turmoil. So he's saying it's really important to make that distinction when we're experiencing anxiety and fear, to understand that it comes from a place of what he's calling non-reality. In other words, when we're not connected to the divinity and our soul vibration. So he talks about how we do that is when we chant as we do, and we connect with the words of the guru, the enlightened masters, those that come from the divine, speak from the frequency of their souls, that's the tool to control and understand the mind. So he's saying that the mind, it's the guru shabad, says the mind can only be controlled with the guru's word. In other words, that we entrain the mind to the frequency of the divine, so it's the tool with the guru's word. And that has, the words have a rhythm, and it has a rhythmic vibration that allows us to flow with that frequency when we're faced with the challenges of this time and space. We're faced with the challenges that are going on in the world around us. We need to get in connection, in touch with the rhythm and the pacing of the soul, the rhythm and pacing of what is the divine rhythm, rather than what we're pulled around on the earth all the time, whether it's, you know, advertising or, you know, the foods that are impure. Those are all, like, really used to keep people out of balance. So when we work with the elements, like right now we're especially working with the fire element, the way we can stay in rhythm with the divine and speak from the divine is to follow the rhythm of the Shabad, the guru's word. And then we move into what he calls a condition called Nam Chit Ave, which is the identity of our spirit. And then he says that frequency, that divine self, that connection with the infinite comes to us and cuts through our pain and helps us get some relief from the Kali Yuga, from the Maya that's all around us. So this is what he's letting us know, and then that will help us move into the feeling of feeling good and getting reconnected with feeling the greatness of our soul, to feel that I am great, but out of the divinity of our soul rather than out of the ego mind. So that's the distinction, so that we don't fall into the rhythm of Maya. He's saying, as we know, everything has a frequency and a vibration, so we need to train our minds to be in that rhythm. And then we can speak and be in that place. So, you know, as he was reminding us this morning, he was saying, reminding me this morning when I was meditating on the call, he was saying, Guru Nanak. When Guru Nanak came onto the planet, he was asked by Spirit, by God, by Divine, to come and set the vibration of reality, the truth without fear, onto the planet. And he was born in 1469. So at that time, before the time of Guru Nanak, India was being invaded over and over and over. And the Mughals were killing all the Hindus and destroying the villages, destroying all their structures, destroying their temples, and they were treating the Hindus as second-class citizens, humiliating them, not allowing them to repair their temples or build their temples, and trying to convert everybody to Islam. And he's saying that the same forces are alive today, and we will be moving out of this control drama on the planet, but understand that the snake of the head can only be cut off through changing the vibration, and we are doing that, and we are moving through that, but this is an intensely intense period, sort of like the darkness before the dawn, he's saying. So Guru Nanak said that during the time that he was born into, the kings have become butchers, and religion has flown away with the help of wings. Everywhere lies are spread, and nowhere can we see the truth, the reality of the truth. And so Guru Nanak tells us that he's saying he is eager to see the truth of truth, and nothing can be seen in the darkness. And the world is sad and crying because of this fear of the ego mind that's being imposed on everyone, and this what the invaders are doing to create fear in people, to corrupt their minds. Guru Nanak was asked by God or Spirit, the divine being, to come onto the planet and bring forth the vibration of truth. So we're still living with the connection with Guru Nanak to bring that through, and we're carrying that on. And remember that.
Sorry, I'm trying to pay attention and take notes.
I think we need somebody to mute. Somebody there.
Any wife come in?
Okay, excellent. So we're being washed right now with the vibration of the Nam, the vibration of the angels, of the ascended masters, of Yogi Bhajan. Good, thank you. So we're moving into being able to more and more, as opposed to just a few individual people or a few ascended masters, being able to hold the rhythm of the Shabbat or the divine reality on the planet. So Yogi Bhajan is telling us he knows that we're walking through the fire right now, but he's saying that seems like a long time to us, but he's saying from a cosmic perspective, from his perspective, we're getting there, that the tide is changing. So he's saying just think about Tony Robbins doing his fire walks, and as you move through time and space, chant the Shabbat of the Divine, and we'll be chanting the Mool Mantra in a little while, and we have lots of mantras, and Tony Robbins' mantra was Cool Moth, Cool Moth, which he's saying was a way to hypnotize people, to get them into a rhythm. He said it wasn't even just the words they were chanting. He's saying he got people into a rhythm, which is a kind of a hypnotic trance. And he's saying that we want to help people break out of the hypnotism of fear right now. And that's our biggest assignment, what we're doing. And so we can break ourselves out of that hypnotism of fear. And then we open up the portals for this divine reality to come through, and then we can speak it and share it with others. And he said, he likes the idea of us traveling around and chanting like Mardana and Monica. So we were talking about that at the beginning of the call. So he's saying, yes, it's just getting in the rhythm of the frequency of reality. So getting into the rhythm of the frequency of reality. So let's just go ahead and breathe into that. Beautiful, beautiful. Excellent. Good, good. So he's saying in terms of who we really are, and as divine soul beings, he's saying in our soul there is no non-reality, there is no fear in the vibration of our souls. So he's saying, you know, what happens, we become afraid as we become into these denser frequencies. The ego mind starts to take over. And so that's where we have to create this portal, this opening with our soul, so our soul can pour through. And that's why everything becomes difficult. It becomes difficult to do sadhana, becomes difficult to see what the truth is, and it becomes difficult to walk through these intense energies on the planet. And he's saying that everything that happens on the planet that's destructive is because of non-reality, because of this fear. And the beings on the planet that are trying to destroy those that would live with the purity of their soul have become, I mean, the word he's using right now is infected with fear, infected with non-reality. So the balm, the medicine is to get into that rhythm, that vibration of the soul with these words of the divine, the words of these beings that have come through. And then we become aligned with them. So they are working with us. So he's saying, call upon me, call upon the ascended masters. And the power, that's the light, that's the flame, that's the divine flame that will light the way for others to follow. Beautiful, beautiful. And he also was talking about, it's interesting that when Guru Nanak came onto the planet, what was happening with the Hindus weren't, that was just a name that was put on the whole culture. It was really a culture, and it is, a culture of people that really connected with the divine in their daily life. Like right now we think about like pagans that want to stay connected to the earth, or Native Americans, so we have different, you know, paths or words for that. But when you think about the Hindu way of life, and we can say religion, that they just put the face of divine on everything that they experienced. And so that helped them stay anchored in the divine frequency. So it was really difficult. The Mughals were very frustrated because it was very difficult to convert them to Islam, because they just lived in the reality of the presence of the divine. So it wasn't like some religion, like some, okay, I'll believe in this God or that God. They were actually, and they are, and we are, but I'm talking about at that time of Guru Nanak, for a long time, they lived in connection with the reality of the divine. So when they connected with music, they would call upon that frequency of the divine, and they named it Saraswati, the goddess of music, and Lakshmi, the goddess of wealth. So it helped them stay anchored with the reality of the divine. So the Mughals that were killing them were like, well, just convert to Islam, it'll be better. Just believe this way. And they didn't even know. It's kind of like, you know, they didn't know what they were talking about, because they knew it was non-reality. So the invaders were still creating fear in them. But that's what allowed, like, all the Sikh teachers and gurus to sacrifice for the divine. So they became examples, and some of the gurus felt that they needed to be a sacrifice and say, this reality or non-reality is not the real reality, and even if they take my mortal form, I'm committed to the real reality. So that energy is totally present on the planet at this time. So we can hold that frequency of allowing the real reality to come through us at this time, which will punch the hole, create the portal in the mind.
Oh, you did that. So much stuff.
Beautiful. Okay.
You're loaded.
Okay. So we're still getting some talking in the background, but that's okay. So, so this week, three things have asked us to chant the Mool Mantra so we can get connected with the first words, the enlightened words of Guru Nanak, as we know, as he...
Oh my God, no way!
I think someone still needs to mute, but let's go ahead.
Alright, I just need to take a peek at it.
Knowing that the...
If it's got all the pieces, I'll take it. Oh my God! Oh my God!
What is that? Let's tune into the reality of the divine with the words of Guru Nanak as he arose out of the river when he was submerged for 3 days.
I don't know what this is. It's not what it says it is, but this is what I'm looking for. Yay! Sorry. I know, but this isn't what it says it is. What? Oh, okay. Okay. This is, I'm sorry. Tell me about it.
But Karen, maybe you can mute everyone.
All I do is talk. This is going to be much time because I need power quotes and things like that. And I've been looking. You know me. I don't. I'll wait. And my uniform, I'll wait. I'll keep it. I won't. You look to me, by the way. You are doing so good because I know how hard it is. That's what you're saying. You'll need your husband to move them now. This is so happy.
Yeah, remember.
Okay. Thank you. Good night. Just you, Tom. Just you. Oh, no. Yeah, I see that. Good.
Oh,
Inhale. Exhale. Energy go all the way down through your feet into Mother Earth, connecting with the crystalline core of the planet, and back up to the sun. We have that ability to connect with the core of the Earth and all the way up to the sun, to the central sun, and back down. Feeling that cleansing, feeling that healing, and the divine blessings coming through our masters, angels, and teachers right now. Getting energized with this pure cup of divinity to carry us through the next week and beyond. And breathe, breathe, and let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Beautiful. Thank you.